Hello and welcome. This is The Friar. I am so glad that you have joined us today for our continuing participation in the Rosary Marathon at the invitation of Pope Francis, who has asked us to pray the Rosary every day during the month of May for an end to the pandemic and for a return to normal social and work activities. A lot of people in the world are still really, really suffering a lot because of the pandemic. So this is very timely for us to be participating in this by asking our Blessed Mother to pray for us. Hey, can I ask you a favor? Would you think of someone that you know who might benefit from hearing this podcast and invite them to go to our webpage? You know, I think one of the things is that sometimes we as Catholics aren't as good at reaching out to others in terms of helping them to grow in their faith. Maybe it's someone that you pray the rosary with in the parish and you haven't been able to do that and you think they would benefit from this. Maybe it is the case that there's someone who's curious about the faith and this is a way to introduce them to the rosary or to help them to pray the rosary because it can be quite overwhelming at first. But whatever it is, if you would really consider extending that invitation to someone else, that would really be tremendous, and I'd be really, really grateful. And you could remind them they could subscribe by going to our website at thefriar.org. There are all kinds of podcast providers listed on our website. You can click one of those. If you do subscribe, please take a moment to rate us. You can also sign up for our newsletter by going to the top of the page, thefriar.org, entering your email address and clicking subscribe. And as an additional benefit to getting our newsletter every month, you will also be notified when there's new content on the website. Just so glad to have you with us today. This is Tuesday, May 11th, 2021, by the way, and we're continuing. Well, maybe in some way we have always blamed the poor simply for being poor. It seems to me that like everything, it has become more vitriolic these days. The hardships of being poor are not enough. We blame the poor for being poor. We characterize them as lazy. We see them as persons who simply want to mooch from the rest of us. But is this the attitude of God? Did the Son of God treat the poor in this way? No. In the Old Testament, the rules of worship were different for the poor. Rules for reaping harvest had to show special consideration to the poor, had to willingly help them, pay them promptly for work, to name a few laws. In the New Testament, we are to see all people as Jesus himself, but specifically mentioned are the poor, the sick, and the imprisoned. In the story of the widow's mite, it is not the size of the gift that is emphasized, but the size of the heart. In fact, what is most important is that if we have much, much will be expected from us. It can be quite easy to look at our situation and be ignorant of what others are facing. We can think, especially when we live in a country like the United States, that we help too much or give too much away. But it seems to me that sometimes we become so focused on what we have and what we want, we do not take the time to realize how blessed we are. So when it comes to the poor, what is God asking of you? How can you reach out to help? What is it you can do? As we continue this Rosary Marathon, take a moment to pray about what you can do and to pray for all the poor, the homeless, and the economically distressed. Thank you so much for joining us today. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Let us pray for each other, and may God bless you.